I'm pretty sure that our final story of the evening comes from three guys who do short form improv. I'm pretty sure that's right. Come on, let's see some Who's Line. Let's play some Shoulda Said. Guys, these are the folks who organized the show tonight. They're so fucking great. Narnar Shredtown.
One more time for everybody you've seen tonight so far. Hell yeah, I'll get this started, I guess. And I had intentions to do other things and say other things. But the internet, I don't understand, and the technology scares me and the power that it has. And this is going to be digitally archived, which is really cool. And I would like to take this time to use my intentions and say my future intentions and my current intentions. being that I want to continue to use this opportunity for people to share unbelievable things like that. And yeah. And to let that grow and continue and reach more people. And I think that would be a wonderful thing and a wonderful intention.
Oh, man.
Shit, yeah. Go for it. I just fucking did it.
Kevin Garrett!
Yeah! Hell yeah! Damn! Oh, shit. Oh, man. How am I supposed to fucking...
You're doing it, Dan.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, dude. So, basically, I work at a furniture restoration company.
You can't tell by the overalls.
So, I've been working for them about a year. And when I started a year ago, it was a couple people were working there. And like a couple months later, like 8 months later... it went down to, like, me, this other person, a manager, and our boss. And my boss was thinking about going to grad school and thinking about shutting down the company. And so I went to lunch with my manager and my coworker, and we kind of just talked about it. And my manager said he would talk to our boss. And we got back to the studio, and they talked. And then,
you got it, dude.
Yeah. They talked, and then my boss just came out and was just like, all right, well, I'm shutting down the company, and I'm laying you guys off, I'm sorry. And we're like, okay, that's really fucking sucks. And then, but, like, we were all cool, we're all friends, so, like, we went, and we were going to go get ice cream and shit to feel better about it, and, because that's what you do, I guess. And I was outside. It was just me, my coworker, and my manager. Oh, no. My coworker was back upstairs packing her stuff up, and it was the rest of us downstairs. And someone was coming into the building that I work in this huge building. It's got smaller units in it with other businesses. This guy was walking in with, like, a box, like he was going to, you know, grab some stuff. And my boss was like, oh, okay, I know his business is shutting down. Like, he's about to probably start packing his stuff up. And I was like, all right. So he's struggling with the door, and the door, you have to use a little beeper to get into it, and, like, doesn't always work. And he's struggling with it, and he's, like, getting pissed off. So I go over, and my intention was to help him get it open. I'm like, oh, I got it, man. You got to kick it sometimes. So I kick it, beep it, open it. I'm like, oh, there you go. He's like, I don't need your fucking help. And he just walks inside, and I was so charged because I got laid off. I just, like, I'm still holding the door open for him, and he's walking up the stairs and going, suck my fucking dick, old man! And if you know me, I don't really talk a lot, so... that's it, yeah.
So I was doing a 5-month internship where I lived in an apartment with 20 people. And in this time, we, like, shared everything. And one morning, it was Catherine's birthday. Someone had made Catherine a quiche. They said, Zach, have some quiche. I did. I ate 2 pieces of Catherine's birthday quiche. There were a ton there when I ate them. Catherine comes in the room later. Who ate all of my birthday quiche? Everyone says, Zach ate the birthday quiche. Said it was offered to me. Happy birthday is very good. Catherine's pissed. She leaves with her friends. They have a good day. Later at night, we all get together. We're at the bar to celebrate Catherine's birthday. We're eating Catherine's birthday cake. I eat 2 slices of the cake. Incredible cake. I decide, well, I was shitty this morning. I mean, indirectly, but nonetheless. I will do something good now. I'll decide to clean up after all of the birthday cake. I begin to throw things away that are on the table. As I've cleared the table, Catherine dramatically says to the bar, "Where are my crepes?" I had thrown away Catherine's birthday crepes. Catherine had 2 crepes in that bag, untouched, that I had thrown in the garbage. They said, "Zach threw away your birthday crepes." I'd eaten her quiche, I'd eaten her cake, and I'd trashed her crepes. I just become this villain of her birthday. But we're still friends, so, you know. Intentions and results, it doesn't fucking matter. Just be nice to people.
Keep it going for Kevin Reeder and Eric. Thank you very much for having us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Letting me do this. Thank you for letting